everypony, it's Lotus Moon. Alright, so I'm still almost at 50 subs, just 4 more to go, and then you'll get that special video I told you about before. But for right now, I'm going to read you a very special fanfic, as it is my first time reading an Equestria Girls fanfic. Even more, it's my first time reading a female-on-female pairing fanfic. Here's Keeping Me Warm by Allie Kitty. The pairing is Sunset Shimmer and Twilight Sparkle. Enjoy! Keeping Me Warm, written by Allie Kitty. Cooking is a science. To create a piece that is both amazingly delicious and perfectly prepared, exact measurements must be observed. To this end, I have an array of dishes, measuring cups, and spoons to digital scales and a detailed checklist. Sunset had given me the use of her kitchen to prepare dinner for us while she ran an errand with Applejack to get ready for the spring clearing of the apple farm. And I intend to make sure she enjoyed every bite. And I had a great idea for a dessert as well. I set the ingredients on the countertop and pulled the pan from my overnight bag, wiping it off with a damp cloth. Then I took a paper napkin and dabbed it in oil, wiping it through the pan to season it. I set it aside and began preparing the ingredients. I minced some garlic cloves, measuring the outcome precisely on the smaller of the digital scale, adding pieces till I hit the gram measurement I had in my notes. I turned towards the rest of the vegetables, coming to exactly 1 cup each of zucchini, yellow squash, asparagus, hearts of artichoke, and carrots. I then measured out a half cup of peas, setting it on the scale and pulling out several when I saw it was over the amount I had made the best balance by weight. Accuracy is important after all. I put one of Sunset's pots on the stove, measuring out water and rice into it in a ratio of 2 to 1. I let it cook itself while I returned to the preparations of the rest of the dish, setting a timer so as not to let it overcook. I set it slightly shorter than I would have at home, not knowing the variance between my stove and Sunny's. I set the pan on another burner, coating it with 2 tablespoons of olive oil, and let it slowly come to the temperature. When it did, I sliced a length of soy sausage into equal lengths, tossing it into the pan with the garlic I had minced earlier. I stirred it around the pan. Once it browned sufficiently, I added in vegetables, several saffron threads, a pair of bay leaves, and a half teaspoon of paprika. Next, I added 14 ounces of diced tomatoes from a can, sadly. With it being in the middle of winter, I can't find any suitable fresh tomatoes and had to settle for the canned variety despite their increased amounts of sodium and other preservatives. As I added those in, my timer went off and I checked the rice, finding it perfectly cooked. I removed it from the heat and set it to the side while I finished simmering the vegetables. After a few minutes, I added the rice to the pan along with vegetable broth from a thermos. I reduced the heat slightly, just in time for Sunset to walk in through the door. "Hey you," she said, coming up behind me and slipping her arms around my waist. She nuzzled the back of my neck, sending shivers and tingles up my spine and making me want to ignore the stove for a minute to return the affection. I reached behind me with one arm and tangled it into her thick hair, sighing happily. "Hey yourself," I whispered, turning slightly to kiss her before turning back and giving the mix a slight stir. "This should be ready in about 5 minutes or so. If you want to set the table." She grabbed 2 plates from her sparse cupboards and set them on a table with some forks. "So," she called, "what's on the menu?" "A nice smoky paella," I said, pulling the pan from the heat when I saw that the liquid absorbed. I poked through and pulled the bay leaves out and sprinkled some chopped parsley into the mix, carrying the pan to the table and setting it on a heat pad I had set there earlier. As I went back in for the tea I had made, I smiled. "It's a Spanish dish that I learned a while back," I said excitedly. "Technically, it's from the Valencia region, but that's besides the point. It's traditionally made with chicken, rabbit, and snails, but there's so many variations on it. I made sure to include some of your favorite vegetables in this particular outcome." Sunset looked around and a frown crossed her face. "Where is the serving spoon?" I smiled. "Traditionally, we'd eat out of the pan itself. However, since you've already gotten plates," I trailed off as I produced a serving spoon. "Might as well use them." I took a bite from my serving and sighed. "Perfect." Sunset chewed on her food and smiled at me. "This is delicious, Twi," she said. "And if I know you, you have something planned for dessert. One thing that I wonder about, though." I swallowed another bite, raising an eyebrow. "What's that? Besides never figuring you for a gourmet, where do you pack everything you eat?" I frowned. "What? I've seen your favorite snacks and the way you enjoy good food, but you're always a nice and healthy weight, so what gives?" "I've always had a pretty high metabolism," I said, "but ever since camp, I almost feel like I missed out on things." I tapped my fingers together. "I also think that the infusion of magic may be burning off some of the calories. I've noticed that all of us have had healthier than normal appetites lately." She paused from putting a small bit of a second helping on her plate. "We have?" I gestured at her plate and she blushed. I had a thought, one that you might help me figure out," I said. "Even though the statue has been repaired, all they really did was put a cap on the pedestal. What if having the portal open is allowing ambient magic to leak out from Equestria? To leak over from Equestria?" She sat silent for a moment, thinking. "Possibly," she said. "But who knows by just how much?" She took another bite of her food. I finished my paella and set my fork down on the plate. "What if there's a way to measure it?" I said slowly. She gave me a narrow glance. "You haven't messed with technology again, have you?" she asked. "Last time you did, it took a week to get the DVD player working right again." I blushed with the memory. "No, but something I noticed from both your research and mine leading up to the games, magic does have a measurable effect on local EM fields." I smiled. "Maybe tomorrow, after meeting with Cadence for lunch, we could see if we can find EM variances near the statue." She smiled. "Sure thing, Sunshine," she said. I felt a little skip of my heart give whenever that smile is turned on me. I hope I never get used to it. "In that case, help me clean up and I'll get dessert going." After the dishes were cleaned and the leftovers stored away, she turned to me and gave a curious smile. "So what's for dessert?" she asked. I reached out, taking her hand, and pulled her into the living room, pushing her down onto the bed. While she looked on in confusion, I went and slid the bolt on her door closed. "Twi?" I returned to the bed, leaning down over her and kissed her with all the stored passion I had. "We are, Sunny," I whispered, tracing a finger along her cheek, undoing the top button of my blouse. If that sounds good to you, that is. Despite the confidence I displayed, I was nervous. Probably as nervous as I could be. She reached up, slid her hand into my hair, and pulled me down into a kiss. I opened my eyes, feeling the warmth of Sunset's body next to me, and snuggled my head a little closer. The sheets felt smooth against my bare skin, and I felt more rested than I had for a while. Sunset's arms were wrapped around me as she slept, peaceful. I had noticed the times I had stayed over, she seemed to sleep better. I had a feeling that she still had bouts of arguments with her silent tormentor, especially when alone. I leaned forward slightly and kissed her lips before laying back down. I could stay here forever, with her arms keeping me warm. And that was Keeping Me Warm, written by Allie Kitty. This was actually a really adorable story, and the pairing of Sunset Shimmer and Twilight Sparkle was so cute. I didn't really expect people to ship them in the fandom, but I think I've heard whispers of it. I have a few apologies to make actually right now. One to Allie Kitty for it taking me so long to do this reading. There's been a lot of stuff piling up, so it took me a lot longer than I wanted to take to actually do the recording of this. Two, to all of my viewers, about the background noise. Apparently there's some construction going on and I didn't notice until just now. So if any of that got mixed in, I deeply apologize. I also apologize for any slip-ups I may have had during the reading. I was pretty nervous and I didn't know how to go about it. I also apologize for not doing the character voices, as I've rarely watched any of the Equestria Girls movies, and I don't particularly have a full grasp of what Sunset's voice sounds like. So, yeah, next time I promise to try doing her voice. If it doesn't come out exactly right, I do apologize in advance. Also, I do hope you're all still looking forward to the 50 subscribers celebration video that I am in the works of doing. I have the video excerpt of the story that I'm going to be reading. And if there's anything that was not done in this video coming up, then in the next video, possibly when I celebrate getting 100 subscribers, I'll definitely do it. I am Lotus Moon, and I want to wish you all a good morning, afternoon, evening, or night wherever you are, Vipony. Good night!